Here he quoted the Rishi Rav quoted before about Holich Lehevi Kol Hayom. Okay, we'll come to that. Haidu Bedikas Asak. That's amazing, huh? Bedikas Asak and Tzricha Abisra V'Atufra V'Atlas Ruchsa. The Hainu Shemolicha Mevi'a Al Pisaret Bo V'Chakach Molicha Mevi'a Al Tziparno Mishalosh Ruchoseh Shein Pia Ushnei Tzadeh Kadei Shlo Yia Ba Pagam Klau. What's that? Wow, what's the reason for this? Who knows? I do Bedikas Asak. That's amazing, huh? Bedikas Asak and Tzricha Abisra V'Atufra V'Atlas Ruchsa. The Hainu Shemolicha Mevi'a Al Pisaret Bo V'Chakach Molicha Mevi'a Al Tziparno Mishalosh Ruchoseh Shein Pia Ushnei Tzadeh Kadei Shlo Yia Ba Pagam Klau. What's that? Wow, what's the reason for this? Who knows? Why they picked after Bistra Vatufra?
Those are the
Kamen Voshe. Oh, what's that?
Those are the Kamen Voshe. Those are the Kamen Voshe.
I mean, there's R. I mean, those are.
Those are the Siman that you're going to be doing the Shkita.
Each one is for it. One is for the Kamen, one is for the
best. Oh. But one is hard and one is soft, right? I'm sorry. Well, I gotta check it. Check as best you can.
No, but you're saying that the reason you check this way is that it has the same sensitivity, mathematical, therefore, a people which. Something less, it wouldn't be called like that, would be
cut. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, Tate quotes Tosos, it's cotton vav. Abis for negat aveshet, vatufa negat akona. The call should ain't elam agishim gam aveshet, vakona vay agishim b'pgam. It goes to a Tosos. But what do you mean, agishim b'pgam? I mean, what about the animal going to feel? I mean, there's a funny Russian, agishim. It won't do anything. You know, does that contradict Sivbeis? I don't think it contradicts it. It's that. This is what you check for. I mean, if you know that there's a pagima kosher, it's possible. But how are you going to figure it out? I don't want to check it this way. Okay. The yid, here's the most important part, though. The yid dok la'at uve kavonas alev shlo yifana libo lezvarim acherim. Okay? Very important. People sometimes, you know, they get do things without... Yeah, just, they don't even think about it. They don't think about it. That's a very, very important...
This has to come in every... You have to do it each and three times has to be done once of that back and forth this and back and forth so forth.
The Chabad will get the impression that what?
This is only on the sharp
part. This is only the sharp part. The tip was on all. Why? I guess that's enough.
Do they really check
the asked, Bonnie asked
he
said the tough people that they don't do on this end.
At all?
No.
They're afraid to cut themselves.
I said don't cut yourself because I don't know they don't do it.
Hey, wait, who's going to eat the sheep? Wait a minute. No one says that you'll do it.
They do it to the sun. They do it to the sun, some people. They shine up to the sun.
The Gemara caught that. And they also did it
to...
Tongue, yeah. Let's go on. Quick. Sif your hour. Yeah. We'll find out. That's what I'm trying to say. Sif your hour. Hashochet behemos rabo, so ofos harbe, tzorech livdok ben kolecha v'yechot, shem lo osa kein abodak b'achron, avin insir sakam p'guma, hori hakol sofik nevelas, afilu harishona. U'mi shirot l'achas atzal l'sofik zeh, hey, tzorech livdok ben shchitul l'shchitas, to take your chances. We saw in Fink's farm, they didn't check each and every one. Every 10 or 1, I forgot.
700.
You talk about empire. Big place. Yeah. Take a chance on 700, a big chance. Between each shita? I don't remember. You were there? Between each one?
Is it the water?
I don't remember. Why not? It's only monetary suffering. It's what all else. Tell us. That's what it
does.
Tell us a Purdue. He's a tough man. What? Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. Now. Okay. All right. Let's go on. Let's go on. Here. Here's the Yud Zayin. Tabach Shlohera Sakino Lechacham Hayim Anadin also. And then Zapagam Hayim Anadin also Mavir also. They take him out. Not just put him in the canyon. Throw him out. Well. I think so. Uvininsa yafach yachal achacham limcho v'entzav l'nadosa. V'yayidna, look at me nowadays. Nagu l'manas anoshim yiduim achashkita v'abdika v'lehem machlu achacham kvodam. Ki heim zehirim was the reason. V'harbe tzorach yishuv adat v'yirat shemayim l'abdika sasakim. Halo tira ki yivdak odam pom p'mayim v'shol shlo yagash v'pigiv adaka v'chakachim tzeno. Ki hei chiriba v'achrono v'chinas chush ha-mishush kifi kavonat alei. Look, I'm Musa safe. It is. I'm any honest, aren't you? I'm Musa safe. You know, you feel based on how you concentrate, how much you Shemayim you have. It's amazing. I'm Musa over here. Okay, that's why obviously it's important that the Sheikha should be a Yerei Shemayim. So I want to know who's the Sheikha. He was asking a good question. Okay, that's for the B'dikas Asak. Then, in, the next one is the most important, yeah. Hatavach Tzorach Sheyitol Tzcham and Hatreifus Kavom and Aksheris. Sheikha should be paid by the kosher head. Then that should be paid by every head. Otherwise, you know what I mean? The Negiah. So, lo yavo v'lehakul v'hachshiv k'dei l'kabel v'chara min ha'ksheros. V'lechein nogu v'kama she'n adam shokhu d'bodeg l'atmo ha'osna m'munim min ha'kol. It's a big problem. It's a big problem nowadays. It's a terrible problem. Nowadays, and I'm told that there are certain problems. The shogun pay by the hour. That's good. I heard the boat came in certain places. I heard there's a little pressure on them. That's what I'm told. All right, without getting involved. Okay. Boat advice. There's a difference. Okay, let's go to Simon Chav for a minute. We said about missing the boat. Where's the boat? Where's Rosh Hashem? Mekom Ashita v'tzara v'kona v'tzara rosh v'shit v'kova l'mato. Who called him Shiasko Akova the Shapea Valalos. Alright, we have my pre-meds here. What exactly is this over here? What's the word in English?
This is how you look in front of an animal.
Right.
Here's the tongue over here.
Right.
I'll take this out for a while. This is the epiglottis that covers it when you swallow.
Yeah.
When you swallow, it comes up and covers up the windpipe and that is it.
Right. So the aquaculture of Asia, there we go.
Right. This epiglottis starts from this thing called the thyroid cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts from. The tabas gadola is under this thyroid cartilage, and it's called the cricoid cartilage. And that's over here.
Mm-hmm.
You have these things coming right out from behind it. These are the feces.
What's that?
So here you have the tabas gadola goes all around.
Yeah.
Below the tabas gadola you have other rings that are not totally circular. But the tabas gadola, and right inside the tabas gadola you have these feces, which have to do something with the vocal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And then above the tabas gadola you have this thyroid cartilage, which from the thyroid cartilage comes this cova.
Well, it looks like a cova.
What's a cova?
Yeah.
Well, it covers up the windpipe, so that's why it's called.
So that's it. Let's wait. Okay. Look, wait. Wait.
It's
been live in the Machaba quick. 1 second. You'll see it for real in a little while. 1 more hour, you'll see it for real. Makav Ashkita Bitsava Bakana Latara Rosh Mishipikova Lamata. Who called him Shiaskala Kova Shapea Balala. Sh Shire Bechiti. Who Shabasof Akana Lamala, Yeshbasof Tabata Gadola Kaboshne, Gargari Miguf Shkusi, Vinikoram Chiti. Shaka Batoka Chiti, Chitim Vishir Mehem Kosu Lamala Ksheira. Shabashaka Mishibakova Lamata. Lashir Mehem Kluma, Lashaka, Lamalian, Hareza, Mugreme, subsistence is what's called Agram. The grammar is in the wrong place. Now, Vishir Lamata, Ad Rosh Knafa Una, Kishinov Kanosa. ואולו למעלה עד מוקם שמגיע ראשו בקונה. עוזו המוקם בעצמו שהויסו נוגעת כשחיה בהם ובאיסו רואה כדאקה שתמשוך צבא לירוס, בלי שתנת עצמו למשוך צבא ביוס. It's doctor, what's with this? What is it?
Just what?
Where exactly is it?
Una is the first lobe of the lung.
Therefore, yeah.
So meaning you only check the windpipe, you don't check the lung. Even though maybe some of the kun is still going down further, it's where the first part of the lung starts, you can't go from here to there.
Let me ask a question. Lamaise, who knows? How many inches do you have? What's your range?
The animals, it's that big an inch.
Well, that animal, that's a bit.
In the human, it's from here to here.
In the human, it's 2 inches. Not so big.
Three,
they don't have too much room. Your margin is
4 inches.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
You shouldn't miss though. If you know where it ends, you can't miss.
Okay, but a guy could miss. You do 100 shkinas, you can miss the shaft to miss one.
So on the way in, you
what? Right. Of course,
a
chicken
is big
neck. Why did you dress?
Okay. There's more biology over here. It's a vase about the vase. Yitchilas makom shekshet cholkun also miskavet. What does that mean? I don't know. Al makom sheyashiv yaskulios protzim protzim. It's in the bottom. It's basically where the stomach forms and where the.
Right. But where the
right. That's in the bottom. And on top,
they call the hypothalamus.
It means you shouldn't shecht the mouth or the that's what it basically means. It's the whole neck. We're in the whole neck is the cloud, but the neck is defined. Right. Okay. Yeah. Wait, slow. Sarah has shochet lishchot the emsa tzavah. In the middle of the neck. In the middle of the neck. Okay? This is what it says. Now, let's go to Simon Chafal. Tamu Shir Ashkita, your question. Kana Vaveshet. Ashkita Mu'ula, Shiachtuchu Shneem, Bein Bebehema, Bein Be'ov. Ulazei Yitzkaven Ashokhet. Mshachat Rov Echad Mehem Be'ov. Rov Shneem, Bebehema, V'chaya, Shkitoso Kishera. Uvulvad. Kishayimdadu also, Yimtsu Shan Nishchat, who rove. What does that mean? It's a big question. What does that mean exactly? How big the rove is to be? Nikola Ayin, etc. The Kavan Shayimtsu Shan Nishchat, Yosem Echetzi, Afilu Kachut Asara, Dayo. It's enough. Alright. Halakhala Maisa, what do they do? They always shecht all this. I mean, to my knowledge, they always shecht the whole Siman, no? I mean, to be evident. No shecht tries to shecht left in the whole Siman. Right, same, right. Yes, Ellie. If you shecht only the siman echad ba'ov, you want to how can it be kosher? I can't believe it'll be alive for very long. Cool. That's what it means. It bleeds to death very quickly. That's what it means. Yes. Tov li zol mashmesh b'simon l'tafsan kodem shchita. Today she is davening the kodem basar tzavor, etc. So not to do this. Yes. No, not equal.
You
just. You got a, I don't know, what does it mean? Get a grip. An animal, how do you do it in an animal? I don't know, we'll find out. I mean, how do you grab it? I don't know. We'll find out. Okay. Here's Shehiya. Shehiya Ketat. Haray Shehiya Skalishko. Digbiya Yodo Kodun Shigma Ashkita Vishah Bein Ashogim and Amazing Monos and Barotin. The Bohu Awaka Vigama Ashkita and Shoka the Shagbiya Behema Vyarbitena Vishko. Grover Simonim. Sula. Sula. Hemadaka, sometimes they have a Hemadaka, etc. Says the Ramo at the end, after all this whole story, Raminik Pashim Medinas Eilu, the Hachif, Kol Shehi, Ahilu, Mashu, Bain the Oaf, Bain the Hema, finish. That's Raminik. What? Let me sit down. Okay, okay. That's the Machlok. So our Minik is. No, it's not. What do you mean? Which thing are you talking about? But it takes, it also takes 2 seconds. 2 seconds? What is it? For half a second. I'll tell you a story, it reminds me. There's a story, this is why, that's why Glock Kosher. Now Glock Kosher, you know what Glock Kosher is, we'll come to it later. You saw the seminar, you put it in the seminar about Dika Saraya. It's also a little about the. So, it's smooth. The question was, we saw a guy sees the sheikh putting it into the plain pile, not into the Glock pile. So yes, and what's wrong? The sheikh put this thing, put it into the what's wrong? So he answered, Chav gemachta shehiya. I made a shehiya, so to take out of the glad pile and put it into the regular pile. It actually happened. So it may have happened. That's it. So he should, first of all, I thought, Gavalt, maybe he meant that maybe it was wrong. Other reason, it wasn't a shehiya. The woman made a shehiya. And a shehiya mashu. So maybe Shia Masha was kosher because then only a minute kosher the ham. Yeah, those are only glass. And then Mochir to follow that minute. But that's what he meant. That's what he meant. No, but some. No, but I'm kosher. No, yeah, but I'm a little bit. Yes, Ellie. Bakum, it's straight, it's an availa. Tara said so, I don't know. Tara said so. Tara, that's right. Tara said after this, that's all. Let's go up. I'm running out of time over here. Now, let's see. The Simen Chavdal, a little Psula Shechita, which we really spoke about a little bit. And I don't have the time to go into it now. It talks about drasa, talks about halada, talks all these things. All right, let's skip it. How are we starting to mention things? You saw inside. Simen Chafei tells you to make sure that you really did a good job at shechita. No? Asher v'tzach shiiv da b'simalim ha'ach ha'shechita im nishchutu ruban ha'sher yirah b'tzach shechitasim shem shechutin ruban, im lo ra ha'sher ruban shechutin. Awesome. Okay? Awesome. That's very careful to make sure everything is done properly. This is shechita in 10 minutes. I mean, we don't have time. Now, I just put a few more things on just so you know what's going on. First, I just put a little bit about Bedikas Saraya. Now, we don't do Bedikas. I mean, we're not going to look at Travis here today. Because if you shut us, not going to look at Travis either, for that matter. I mean, a few Travis you might look for. I'm sorry? Bedikas Saraya, right. You don't check. Why do you check? The Ramban says in the beginning of the Kunda Bay. It's a Miyah Chain of Matsu. Right? The Ramban is a bigger reason to know. Yes. If Epsilon of a Rure, you can't follow a robe. So the Ramban explains, no. If it's a Miyah Chain of Matsu, you're allowed to arrive on the robe even though it's Epsilon of a Rure. And I'm going to check for a. How many percent? What percentage you mean? Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. What percentage, the most common trait for other than. Zikas and Reya. What percentage is it? I don't know. I'd have to ask a sheikhet. I'd have to ask a sheikhet. Ask a farmer. I don't know. How are you going to ask? How can you find this out? I don't know. What percentage of Reya is a very hard percentage, no? What percentage of the behaviors of the Travis and the Reya? Shreve is the Rebbe, Rabbi Shreve. Well, speaking of Sirchas, let's turn to some Lama Tess. Lama Tess. The Mechaber says of Sif Aleph, Ein Tzorach Livdok Achashum Trefus Min Astam Chutz Min Areya. Tzorach Livdok Vibahema V'chayim Yesh Bo Sircha. Kol HaPoret Gedeh Yilecho B'lo Briga Yishchenu Nochosh. V'nogu Gamkin L'Napeach Toach, excuse me, Napeach. Kol Reya, Filu Lesbo Reyesa. V'ktach Mekomas Mekilin Shlo Livnafka Rakim Hoysa Bo Sircha Overes Hayde Mishmash V'chein Iker. In other words, you don't have to blow every single lung up. But only if you see a sircha, you have to blow up. So I think that's what we do. You have to check the hole, but you don't have to blow up unless you see some kind of reis. What's the word? A lesion? What's the word? Lesions is it translated? Lesion. Siv gimel. Bo al v'kachavim al yisrael v'al tzi arei akolem shati bodek arei kayemes nof masal. Then you really have to take to pump it. Now, in Tziv Dalet, there's a whole discussion over here. What's something which is called an Una, what's called a Sircha. I'm not an expert at exactly what's what over here. They say Glat Kasha. What does Glat Kasha mean? What's Glat Kasha? No Sircha. They don't want to stand involved with the child. Nothing, no lesions on the lung. You know what they do nowadays? Glat Kasha, no lung and glass. Glat Kasha just became a consumer word. It's Ralph Nader who coined it. Glat kosher means it's more kosher, and more makbid and all the various dinim than plain kosher. It's all nice. But it's glat kosher. That's what I'm in any sirch. It's not a sirch. They invented a new word. What's it, what they call it? Rear. So, what's a rear? Rearing is, well, an insignificant lesion. It's something which is, it's garnished, you know. Garnished. So I'm told now, the glat kosher, all it means is every sirch, they say, it's only a rear. It's only a... There are certain standards, but I'm told that they say very, very widely from place to place in terms of what the definition of what's considered glad kosher. Very interesting, so I'm told. I eat. Where's the Mechaber? Now, it's hard to me to learn this without learning the whole thing. The Mechaber said in Sif Yud, "Kol Makos she'asu siruchos hareya ein hefesh meitei shesiruch daka kechut asara te'ovah vechazaka rechava kegodol v'lo ka'osim shememachim biyad in this macha tolim lahakav v'chol noah ken kilu machol treifos liyisroel." Says the Ramo in Sif Yud Gimel. After the Ramachabah keeps finishing talking about everything. The Yesh Matirin, the Shmashmash Besirchos, the Machben, the Omer Shasirchos, the Mach, Adam Bo, Kolayom, Hotinosek. For the Chen, Kolmokom, She Yismach, Tolim, the Hokel. The Omer Shaino Sircha, Elo Rear and Vialma. Yeah. That's the Ramach. Alpha Pishu Kula Gadol, the Ramach can see. For Nogu Kol B'nai Medinas Eilu, the Nimichos Biyadam Echash Yesh Tolam Ashi Yismokos. We call them tzarach shiliyos abodah girei elokim shiodeh alizol limnach menachas shiodenatek bekoach ish mekol mashem dolog in the mach mishmash mishirus cold story. Now the Mechaber therefore insists on what we call glat kosher. Sfardim, the big shower they got to allow to eat our meat, even our glat. Now you used to have to eat only glat. Now even our glat, they say, well, it's only a rear. And they say the Ramah said, by doing this, you can tell us a sircha or a rear, that we don't rely on. We're glad. But it's obviously a rear. You don't need any meal. You don't need any, all kinds of what I'm told goes on. We'll find out from him when we... how will he know? He knows better than I what's going on in the Bavir Shkip. That's what I was told. That the glad no longer is really glad. Right. I think they have say them, I think it's still glad. I think it's the only one they found. I'm not sure. I don't know. What I brought was against glat kosher in the very beginning. The only reason he introduced glat was to break the shock community. This is a fact. So don't just watch out. There's certain various people involved with those unions to protect me. When a boy came to America, there were certain people in the unions he didn't approve of. But he couldn't break them because they were unions. So he said, okay, well, now switch to grad culture. In Europe, they were against it. Well, you know, the ex-father of all. They were against grad culture. That's the only reason that I was told from reliable sources. Means that their grad is real grad, in other words. Oh, interesting guy. Maybe they do it there. Possible. It means their grad is more macro than the grad is real grad, in other words. Roy, that's what someone said. I don't know. Have you checked it out?
Okay.
Sure. I'll tell you stories without on tape. Let's go on. Simon Samach Aleph. We learn about Matnas Kahuna. Let's learn with you one din. One sif. That's the first one I put on. Sif Chaf Aleph. There we learn Matnas Matanos Noogos B'chol Mokom Be'en Be'orot Be'en B'chutz Lorot. And it's Ne'abayas and Shlomof Ne'abayas. V'yesh Misha Omer She'ena Noogos B'chutz Lorot V'chein Noogu. The reason you know nothing about these things is because our minig is not to do it in Chutz Lorot. In Chutz Lorot. Draw the Chayayim in the Kevah. No. It's Draw the Chayayim in the Kevah on a normal and regular bus. The Gaon quotes it to the Chlokas. Nogu alma kanitos istabi, what it goes on, all discussion. So the Vilna Gaon, if they once bought a behemoth just to know to once in his life in the kind of mitzvah, as well as Chayayim Akeva. So maybe we'll do it today if we have a Choshva Kohen in here. Should do it once.
Oh,
it's not considered URL or whatever. Finally, Simon Samach Dalet. Maybe they do it. Yeah. I think so. In Simon Samach Dalet, it's talking about the Nikar Achelet. It's a very, very complicated area of halacha. Tell you exactly what's considered chelet. Totov Koron V'Nikraf. It's a big complicated thing. What exactly it means. Look in the Simonim. He'll show you. He'll show you what it means. And you may have heard this year about a tremendous fight that went on. Eli Ben Zakeh is going to do the Nikar. He's Menachem. Malicha will do later. We should do the Malicha. I don't know. Okay, we'll see. So remember you heard this year about the tremendous fight with the all meters prayed because of the Nikur? Didn't they have big signs up there all over the place? It's based on the Pesach Tshuva to Cotton Gimel, one I have to look at. The question is for the 11th, the 12th, the 11th rib, the 12th rib. That's what it's all based upon. We don't eat certain parts of the meat at all. Right. But they came here, right. Europe was different in certain places. Rav Moshe was true about it. Right. Because we don't eat certain parts of the meat. We're just not bekiyim in how to, the word in Yiddish is treber. And we're not bekiyim in how to treber, and how to take the chelev out. So we throw, which part is it called? What's it called?
Hindquarters.
We throw those tray. Of course, where do you draw the line? The 11th rib or the 12th rib? I always thought, what's the difference? They told me there's thousands and thousands of dollars. 11th and the 12th year. I mean, that much meat. So a better meat. So I'm in America, apparently we're making to the 12th rib, and we're benako in the 12th rib. And the Aristotle came to go, oh, crazy, they're going to do it. It's only a Shatashak Kula. It's only in 1 pound, and they didn't like it. So they caught a little bit on the bound. Shouldn't do it. We're not picking it to be benako. So they came and said everything is trade, Bismanazah. So Bismanazah, Allah for the mice, you can eat the meat. And,
Hey, ask us in the line of the front.
Depends on how he does it. How he does it.
I mean, he does it right.
Yeah, sure. Avah. After you learn these dinim, you will not be surprised to know there are certain rabbanim who will not eat any meat or even chicken, some of them, because of all these various charos. They don't get involved in charos. They became an effect vegetarian.
Yeah,
not
to. Very weird, though. I heard that one. I mean, you have the luck to
They don't know. They don't. If they lived in the old days and they saw the sheikh do it, and they could monitor it from beginning to end. Good. But there was a very, very distinguished rabbi in America who would only eat from his own sheikh. He wouldn't eat anywhere. He wouldn't. He came to chas with his own pots and pans. He's famous. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Came with his own pots and pans, his own chicken, his own. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't. Wouldn't rely on the sheikh generally. That was his custom. He's from Europe. He had no sheikh. He wouldn't rely on him. So, various sheetness in halacha, and I think this is a general introduction. I can maybe pick up a few pieces of new information today, so you'll be at least probably the best informed people around here. This is, guys in the cold, guys who know what's going on, so at least we'll do it this year, okay? So, we'll learn more this afternoon. Gemara says, talking about Kaved, HaKaved, HaMishkot, 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 and Trumos of all places. HaKaved, HaSeres, Ve'enon, HaSeres. Ve'eshi, Poletas, Ve'enon, Balas. Now, the Ran on this Gemara quotes that the Rif and the Rambam hold that this sugya goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, whereas according to the Chachamim, the Kaved is actually Ne'aseres, Shitas Rambam v'Harif, and the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, quotes both days. Over here we have Simon Ayin Gimel. Gimel is Nisbasha Levada Bekadeira, but Mutter. But you have it Mutter Nisbasha Levada Bekadeira. Sifala. Avala Kadeira Asura, Shepoletes Veina Bolas, as we have in the Nagamara. Vyesh Misha Oser. Why the Yesh Misha Oser? So you look on the Mepharshim, they explain that the name of the Rabbah and the Rif, the Kula Sugi Aliba Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Itma, or Rabbanan Pligi Alayu, the Sabri, the Kaved Ne'aseres. Perhaps like Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and then the Kaved actually is Ne'aseres. Okay. Now, that's the machlokas in 2 days over here. Now the Ramah says v'chein noag in lesser hakol. All right, the Shach though quotes a different reason, not because of the question of pasak halacha of Yochanan ben Nuri the Rabbanan, for a different reason. Quotes a tam avur b'agol smak, namely. Ikamandama Bishas, the Shluka Nesra. Vanalo Bikina and Mao Sholok Umao Mavushal. Different problem entirely. Not a question of how we, which Tana we pass by, but more a question of the distinction between Sholok and Mavushal. Not only are we not Bikian, I'm saying we, me, are we not Bikian in the difference between Sholok and Mavushal, where you draw the line, but we're not even sure which is on which side of the line. I like that one. You read the word Sholok and Mavushal used many places, no? Bechor, Eros Anorachlim, Sli Sholok and Mavushal, while it's there, cool at Sli. No? Everyone else in the Manishtamit. Only we don't say it, though. Here you're born Hamigdash. So what is Sholok, what's Mavushal? You have constantly, you have in Brochus, you have in Shabbat, whatever you go in Shas. Sholok means vegetable, they have Shlokos, especially more Brochus, you have Shlokos. So what is Sholok and what is Mavushal? What do you say, David? Sholok is overcooked. Wait. Slow. Sholok is overcooked. Okay. That's what Rashi says. That's what the Gaon says. Sholok, according to Rashi, means overcooked. So we understand. However, the Gaon is mechadesh against Rashi, against the conventional wisdom. The Gaon says, no, based on the Yerushalmi, that Sholok means undercooked. So the Gaon says that Avol Emes was nearer the Sholok v'chamokam u'pachos mi'bishul v'tal sofesh ha'bigamara but then I guess that's being magi and I'll also get. So not only are we don't know where to draw the line between Sholok and Mavushal, we're not even sure which on which side of the line. So that's forget it for us. We're through, we're finished. Or to use a pun, we're cooked. There's nothing that we can do to enable us to the matter the covet itself. Forget it. For 2 reasons. First of all, the Machlokas Tanoim, the Rif and Rav and Pasuk Mechumra, and secondly, even assuming like our Gemara, we're not sure what's what. We know the difference between Sholok and Mevushal. Fine. Of course, Nika Medina covet is Oseris. That's for sure. That's a fact. Well, not quite. Because the Gemara at one point says, Dilma, the bottom line.
Amale Dilma Hasna Bakavda di Sura Umishum Sham Nunisa. In other words, if you take the cover from yesterday's novella, and there'll be what's called the Kavda di Sura, that question of the Dam, but the question of it's straight in its own right, it's novella. That's in that kind of case. But
wouldn't it be regular
I don't hear you.
Shamanisu
in the Khalev?
That would be
I don't think so. I think when they say Kavda di Sura, they don't mean Kavda di Sura. Rashi's can go on Trefa. Rashi's can go on the Vela with me. I've been discussing Khalev over here. No. The word Shamanus doesn't mean it's not identical with the word Shuman or the word Khalev. It means the meat, the fatty meat, the liver is very fatty meat. The fat of the meat itself, as opposed to the blood content, which is blood, as we know, is not considered a double shaman in any way. So Shabbanisi refers to the meat itself. Fine. This is what the Gemara says. Now, so the Chora, one should say, if the Gemara says this, how do you know the cover even asks it? So the Vilna Gaon says, in Sivkot Yud, Afa Gav Deshani Bekavim Disura, Dichuya Bi Almahu, Ukumash Chosim, Maskana, etc., etc. That's a Dichuya Bi Alma. The Gemara is just trying to refute the Raya. Maybe it's talking about a case of Kavod Yisur. This is the Chuyah B'Alma, and we don't follow this. What's the Raya? Because Rav Huna was cholet to cover it. What did he do? He put it into boiling hot water. Apparently, otherwise it would be us. Otherwise, it would be us. Come again. Chalita is a certain magical power. What does Chalita do? What does Chalita do? Khalid, what's the lesson tomorrow? What's the Rishon use the lesson? Sam's tzomes. What does tzomes mean? Traps. Is that the right word?
Stringent.
What's it called? Coagulate. This sort of
solidifies
it. It just stops it. It doesn't flow anymore, and therefore it will never leave. And since we learned already on Friday that only Dam Shapirish is also, so Chalita sort of just puts everything to freeze. That's what I mean. It's boiling hot water, but the effect is that it freezes everything. I mean in a sense, in the colloquial sense. It just stops. Right. It'll just stay there for good. So Halacha L'Maaseh, the Chora have a way out of the cover. No? Just do Chalita, right? Fantastic idea. What's wrong with that? Ain Anu Bekiyim. I don't know. This one is really hard. You know, even the Bekiyim, a lot of things, all right. Ain the Bekiyim b'chalita. What does chalita mean? Boiling. It's in boiling water. What's so hard? What's there to be a baki about? You say a baki b'shas, a baki b'tanach, but a baki b'chalita. No, a bishul could be in water which is not boiling. You add some lettuce bowl. But chalita can, I'm sorry? Well, either that or put in boiling water. That's even better. But we're not the key. It's quoted in Poskim. In Siv Beis, it says, in Chalto, Bechomot, of Eroskin, it's in it, it's Mutter. Ela Shagaonim, Asu Lassus came. Because we're not the key in Bechalit. We're the Yevet Mutter. It's not going to be the Yevet, it's Mutter, because they never made Xeron be the Yevet. That's the Vilna Gaon points out. Fine. Okay? All right. We don't have any Chalit at all. There's one Rishon, though, who has Chalit all the time. Who's that? You get them yet?
The Rambam.
According to the Rambam, every malicha must be accompanied by chalit. You didn't get that yet? Rambam Shita. Unbelievable Rambam. Every malicha has to be accompanied by chalit, has to be followed by chalit. Why? Because malicha draws out most of the blood. There's still some blood left over. And if it's going to come out later, it's going to be a disaster. So now you have to afterwards do chalit to just, again, freeze everything in its tracks. That's Rambam Shita. Come to that later. Sorry? Just to Khalid. I guess good question. According to the Rambam, if we're not Bekiyim b'Chalit, we shouldn't be able to. Who wants to become a vegetarian? Here you have it. You follow the Rambam Shita. If we're not Bekiyim b'Chalit, and say you need Khalit. Then you say we're not Bekiyim b'Chalit, so what can't eat meat?
He doesn't call this
a Khalit. Terrence is, you finally succeeded. The Rambam doesn't say that the kiyum is chalita though. Apparently there are different levels of chalita. Because in the context of kashering with chalita alone, the Rambam calls it apikiyum. Here, gotta eat meat. I mean, the Rambam is not apikiyum and it's chalita, he'd be having a vegetarian by definition. So he didn't want to say that. So the time this chalita we're all apikiyum in. But the chalita, which is used post-malicha, this we are apikiyum. That's what I have to say, meat. Okay, let's see the Gemara though. Let's see the Gemara over here.
Say that primary,
right, that's what Rambam says, in fact. Right, that's what he says, but a little bit arbitrary. I mean, not arbitrary, it's not that you should be able to eat meat, but logically it's somewhat arbitrary. Okay. Now, Tosi, the top Tosi, Kufir Aleph and Aleph says, Ki Yadu Avuna, Chaltele Bechala, Rav Nachman Chaltele Berosman, Vim Toma, Tisha Minod Asur, Midavit Tzrichi, Right. So the fact that they had to do chalita is the haraya that it's us. That's exactly what the Vilna Gaon said. The Vilna Gaon said this is true, but the Gemara is not on top of the top line. So maybe how do you know that COVID is really Oseris? So the Gaon said, and the fact that it is chalita. Tos said, no, so how come the Gemara didn't say it? The Shlomo, the two Nami have a Misafkulu, they weren't sure. They were machmir do chalit. They're not sure the chalit is actually that without chalit would have been treif. We're not sure. Therefore, the according to Tosfos, the thing is still not a closed issue. But of course, the Gaon says pashup shad in the Gemara that it is a closed issue, and it does ask. Okay. Now, the Gemara then went on this daf on Kufir Aleph from an Aleph. Goes to the whole sugya we discussed before, and after the discussion of Kavod Oseres, Neseres, etc., the Gemara is like this. The Gemara talks about you have two things that you want to catch, one on top of the other. We already alluded to this on Friday when we discussed about the Tana Kavod the Raisa based on this Gemara. The Gemara talks about Kavda Alei Bisra is also. The Tosa says over here, Tosa's Dibra Maskal Kavda. The Chathkila also the Chuliyam. I forgot the Bisra Shori. You're allowed to catch two pieces of meat, one on top of the other. I feel the man the last day paracase that stole it. Kibolo Kaf Polto. I'm going to start throwing a few terms at you. What are these terms? What does Kibolo Kaf Polto mean? The way it comes in, that's the way it comes out. Apparently, one day I saw him, there's an ultimate cardinal rule. They don't offer it, at least in maybe a certain case, they don't offer it. So there'd be a stop, so how do you have a kash with two pieces of meat, one on top of the other, and they throw a new rule in here. The Shem what? The Dam Mishrak Shorik. What does that mean? Well, how slides. Good translation, no? It slides right off. The Dam slides off. Nope. So that's why I had a kash of two pieces of meat, one on top of the other. So why can you say the same principle over here? It says Tosis, the covet, Shayesh Barov Dam, Shayna Yochel Lotes Ayade Malicha, Kimo Bashar Bosa, Kidamash Mikula Shmaitin, Lo Shorik Shapi. In other words, covet is more chomer because it has too much blood. Well, the fear Shabbat and Tama Nicha Kuleak. The Bechulu Shmaitim on the Stavik with Amakovit Kim Lahoker, Ulahata Below Malicha, Below Lach, as we discussed at length on Friday. Right? Fine. This is the problem. This is the problem going to be at the top. Okay. Now, the Gemara, when it actually quotes the idea of Da Mishrak Sharik, well, this is over here. Kav to the Bisra Shari, the first one I thought at first. Because of what? Dam Mishrak Sharik. So Tosa says, Dam Mishrak Sharik, Dim Toma, Lomali Aitaima, Tepele the Kabbalah Kapolta. Dichi Tema, the Istrich Lahatir, I feel in the mind the less of the Kate that sold in Kabbalah Kapolta. Akati, Kosh, the Maskin and Hosam in Himsok. Dimulaisa Shari, I feel the Chatzkila Maitam. What does Mulaisa mean? Stuff that we have is going to go to a wedding. They stuff a chicken, or they stuff stuff a chicken. That's the most common case we have, no? Of mulaisa, right? Turkey. Maybe we don't find out what they are. Yeah? The mulaisa shaya, feel the chasina my taima. Vachi baskina, the also the chatkila. Vacha baskina, the also the chatkila, the chuliyama. Why? What happened to the bolo kakpolko? The image of the problem is la bosa shalamatam and akave tchila. Vakave adayan poletes. Vinofala la bosa. Uchishem is see when a bosa. Alright, bola. Blow hoyabo, low shows, lift loads. Him came. Bisrali bisranamitis, litzame a timer. Kishat tachto nitzle kodem and a see what also mena shput. Vieshlomar. Same we saw it again. The kovich yesh lo shibbo shef adam lo aminon kibolo kach polto. That's what he's saying. So kovich is clearly different. All the kolam are thrown out. What, you already threw out two kolam. Two kolam, which are the cornerstones of melicha in general, already been thrown out. What are the two kolam? What are the two? Mishrak shog, which they threw out in the previous doses. And now they're throwing out what? Kibolo kach polto. For the same reason. There's a shefa dam. There's so much dam. You just don't say it. You just don't say it. Yeah. Now, fine. There are no exceptions. Tosa says, in the toast which we started a little bit on Friday, Dibra Masa of the Chituche. Come again, honey? Oh. So Ani said, I think that's the right terrace. It's not so much. Not so much Peshef. In other words, not the real dam. It's only the dam Shavis and Ponos. In other words, to say them out, as you suggested, about it, Machlokas Tabahag, the toast is very difficult. The toast close to Bahag, doesn't say anything Machlokas about it, and you always follow the Bahag, unless we see the fair, someone should argue. The thing you have to say depends how much blood there is. There, it's not talking about the regular blood, but only about the... Ramor quotes a Mordechai. Miu nimlecha akoved kvar mutal etzlosa and basar. I feel agave bistra. Why? The kvar nismai domo. Vahavi kibasar agave basar. Very fascinating. We pass the malicha does not work for kovet. It doesn't work entirely. It's not enough, all the blood. But apparently it will take it beneath the threshold. If you do malicha on a kovet, it will take kovet beneath the threshold. it. Ramah quotes a Mordechai. Miu nimlecha kaved kvar mutal etzlosa and basar. I feel agave bistra. Why? The kvar nismai tomo. V'havi kebasar agave basar. Very fascinating. We pass the malicha does not work for kaved. It doesn't work entirely. It's not enough, all the blood. But apparently it will take it beneath the threshold. If you do malicha on a kaved, it will take kaved beneath the threshold where it's so much shefa dal, you also kabbalah kafolpa. And therefore you would apply kabbalah kafolpa. It's a good question. A good question. Excellent question. Do malicha once, bring it out to madrega of basa, and then do malicha on it again. Take out more dam. It's a good question.
What koach is there in the second malicha that the first one didn't have?
Yeah. So apparently, the malicha gets it down to a certain beneath a certain threshold, but that's all the malicha can do. It cannot, by an extra sprinkling of malicha on it, cannot take out all of the dam. You have to say, and therefore, though if you take it beneath the threshold, according to this Ramah, it cannot finish off the job. So you pass from Allah on the mice. Can't, you have to do it after the Tzliya. Ain't a chinami, we don't do Malicha in the first place. We all, our livers, we don't do Malicha, we do only Tzliya. Malicha? What are you talking about?
This Malicha takes out the threshold, and now it's all so what?
So nothing. So therefore... Is it worthless? No. It'll be enough community, you can put it Al-Gabe Bistra. Right, kav alibistra is also the Gemara says, but kav the shenimach alibistra the Ramo is mekalon. That's the same.
You
saw.
Could you then be told that if you take the buster or something, kind of be told that they should
have manukov? I don't know. I'm not up to the answer. I haven't gotten to really discuss the clean manukov and manukov yet. We'll come to it. Okay. Now, the mechabes is also here. Lo yim lechena lechatchila gabe abasar. Elatachta says the Ramah, the Nagu Shalim Loa covered Klal, Afiru Levado, the Ein Lishanos, Rak Yesh Namocha Ktsas Kshitchuva Bishpud Amunachas Ala Eish Litzlosa. No, you ever see a mother catch the liver? Always with salt. What does the salt accomplish? Nothing. Lichor. So why should you do it? The Ramah says to do it. No, it's a midig. Huh? What? No, but he says the minute we have to throw a little bit of salt. No, that's talking about malicha. No, lechora. 1 second. Right, so this tiny little bit of salt. Halacha lemaisa. I just had a shayla. This was when I was shayla. Remember the other Shabbos? A serious shayla. Someone is on is seriously ill, and the doctor told him he cannot have any salt. Not any salt. But he was a frum guy. So the doctor told him, don't use any salt, just roast the meat. Just do tzliya on all the meat. So as a frum doctor in my shul, can't be asking a shabbat, I'm on the Shabbos. Is this true? The other doctor is not frum. So they came to him and asked him, is it really true what this other doctor said, that you can roast meat without putting any salt in it whatsoever? So the doctor came to the rabbi. I told him, yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. So I thought we should recommend him to do that. It's very, very sensitive to salt. Any salt is like poison for this guy.
Because
there's still, most of the salt is removed. Of course, 99% of the salt is removed. But it's still, look, you salt something and remove the band, it's still a salty taste, a little bit. Right. So therefore, for someone who's very sick, it's a very serious problem. Low sodium diets. There are other aids. There could be other things. If it's sodium, there could be other aids which things you might be able to use. I'm sorry, what?
These fake salts are similar
to sodium. Well, first of all, about potassium chloride. Potassium chloride. Yeah. Why don't we use potassium chloride to the malicha?
How do you know it's the same thing?
Huh?
It's
Somebody's not salt.
Is that
anyone shows it down the center?
Is it
Kursea? Pasha Pshat is that, yes. I think the Pasha Pshat is the Pasha Pshat.
Is it like Kursea?
I think so. Well, if we ever do an experiment, we can take one sodium chloride and one and potassium chloride and see if there's any difference. Like in the commercial on TV, you know, to see what happens. We'll see if they're equally adept at filling out the blood.
How much milk do you need for this?
Right, but this is...
It seems like just a
heck of a... Yeah, this is a rosecha, but even that they didn't want. Doctor said, nothing. Can't argue with the doctors. Okay. Now in Sivav, the Mechaba says, Nimtza kovid be'ov tzli muta. I like this. You see you find the liver in a roasted chicken. Like Empire. So it's muta. Why is it muta? Some of the blood will go into the chicken itself. What's the answer? Kibolo kach polto. But you said before, you don't think of all the polto by cover. What's the answer? Why the no shefa? Chicken small? Nah. Why the no shefa? Roasted. Because the fire will work on the liver. The tzli will work on the liver. It'll take out almost all. It'll a tiny bit. Will go onto the chicken. So Mamera, now you say again, it's the same as so. It goes beneath the threshold. So you take a bowl of kach polto on the chicken. At the
liver stuck in.
Why shouldn't we say? That's what I would say. Why shouldn't
fire
we?
Fire takes out the blood. Where does it go? Here.
Oh, good question. When fire takes out blood, where does it go? What's the answer? What's the lashon of the Gemara of the Rishonim? Mechaleu miyapsho. What does that mean? It's like in Superman comes. It just sort of zaps it, and it just disappears. It just eliminates it and dries it up. Evaporates. What do I want to say? Just. Burns it up to nowhere.
But it's inside the chicken and the chili. It's not on the outside.
So what?
So it takes time till it gets hot.
So it'll take time.
So it'll be pulley. So it'll be pulley.
But that'll look. How much will be pulled? Most of it's going to be ultimately.
Well, it is a little.
That little we say kibolo kach polto.
What will happen? It'll go into the chicken. The chicken
we'll go in and come out. That's all. We'll go in and it'll come out. Yes, Ellie? Right, in the plastic. Cook the chicken that I hear? Did I hear the word cook? All right. There's a whole shield she gave at the beginning of the summer about if someone cooked the chicken. Oh. If you cook the chicken, it's a big problem. The plastic bags and the lova nakulia. Now everyone knows what's going on in the lova nakulia. The krum mastic. But if it's roasted, If it's roast, let's say rotisserie with no liquid whatsoever, mutter. Perfectly mutter? No, it's imperfectly mutter. Perfectly would be to take the liver out. But, that's the problem. Once it's liquid, it's called slikada, roast in its own juice. That's a serious problem. That could be, depends on that. On a situation, could be if the liquid doesn't go as high as the, you get stuck with the machlokas before with Rashi with Torah. It could be problematic.
Don't try it.
They're not both the mishishim in the chicken. No way. Often a ramo, right? He measured.
No chicken
in the world has shishim times the liver. All right. In fact, only what was matter I told you before was because they added the rice and the water and the other things they threw into the pot. I told you last time. Okay, now. What? Did you put it in water? It's really cooked. Not only have halachas, it really is cooked. It's also halachas cooked. Yes. Yes. Now. Yeah. So far, so good. Now, we just turn the page. We see a continuation of the sugya. No. The Gemara says, Amar Yudah Mashmuel, Ka'ara Shemalach Babasar Asa Lecha Barosea, Ushmuel Tamed Yamashmuel, Maliach Arel Kirosea, The kavah shareyukim avushim. Okay? What kind of ka'ara are we talking about over here? What kind of ka'ara? A holy ka'ara or an unholy ka'ara? Kli menuka of a kli she'ena menuka. He is a major machlokas of Rishon. The Rosh says it has to be talking about a kli she'ena menuka. Has to be. Only kli she'ena menuka is there a problem. Why? If there's a problem in kli menuka, it would be impossible to ever use any kli twice in melicha. Why? Because since it becomes treif the first time, then you do the melicha the second time, so everything is treif. Clearly, therefore, when it comes to kli menuka, there's no problem whatsoever. Why? What's the two words? Why? Mishrak shor. As long as it has a place to go, it goes. Goes out, finished. Goes, disappears. What's the whole halakhic problem? What kind of case? Huh? Only by kli she'ena menuka. By kli she'ena menuka. This is Shitas HaRosh. Huh? Shitas
HaRosh.
We don't know how this is not specified at this point. What's all about? Okay. That's Shitas HaRosh. The Ryan says nothing to it. Nothing's wrong. The Raz is referring over here to what? To Kli Menuka. To Kli Menuka. If it's Kli Menuka. How do you have a kasher and salt meat twice on the same Kli, even if it is Menuka? The Gemara is over here, also Lecha Bar Osayach. So now you have a new thing comes in over here. A new principle of biology. What's it called? Aidi detorit lemiflatzir lo bola. What does that mean? That means that calls man all the while that the meat is exuding blood or tzir. What's tzir? Brine, juice. You want to call it? Right. All this while. Other times use the word mohel. You see the expression mohel bi'alma?
Yeah.
Chamar bistro. One says it's meat juice or meat and wine. My kids kind of all the time they come to me, Abba, we can't eat this meat, this chicken, this blood, this is it. They keep saying, no, it's not blood, it's meat juice. Yeah. You know what I say? Meat juice. They look at me like I'm like funny. That's halach. So I did the Torah, the miflat, dam, or even tzir, you shall say, lo bola. Therefore, to kasher it twice, kasher two pieces of meat in the same kli, that's okay. But to eat on it? No way. No way. Not even in a kli menuka. Sorry? Excuse me, come again. I have a kli menuka, right? So if I have a clean menuka, I cash all my meat on this clean menuka. And now I want to take a piece of steak, and I ran out of plates. I'll put the steak, hot steak, on this plate, on this melicha plate, and I'll eat it on that plate. No good! Because it's bleeding from the plate, which is straight, ready from 100 times, now it's my rib steak. I'll ask if that's the case, how am I able to keep salting every day on it? Answer is, when I'm salting every day, we apply the principles of ID. But when I'm eating a piece of plain rib steak, there's no ID. That's what the Rav says.
I don't understand what the Rosh Hashanah
is slowly.
In the first place. How in the world can the Baliyah get back the second time you do Melicha and not today? We say Melicha Bekela.
Yeah, so
when you
do Melicha the second time,
you
have to
do
it. No, but it's heat.
Where is it? When you do Melicha,
there's
heat.
Aha. Let me think about it. Yes, Ani.
Thank you would apply by roasting liver on the
menuka. Oh, wait. So how do you roast liver twice the same thing? You want to know? Wait. There's a different shot. Okay. How do we pass in the halacha? This is a serious shiloh, no? This is really the maisa. I mean, it could happen. Such a situation. So the mechaber. We'll come to the.
We use a lot of chickens for soap training.
The Mechaber says over here, Aval, Simon Samach Tess, if you Zion, Aval of Humanukov, Mutta Lechava, Afila Rosea. Who she does this to Rush? Viesh Ostrim Berosea. Who she does this? This is the Rav. The Machabas, the Mechaber, the 2 days, the Mechaber, the Ramah, classical compromise, Viesh, Lizal, Chatkila, Uvid the Yeved, Mutta. The distinction between the Chatkila and the Yeved is drawn over here. Okay.
How can anybody say that you can eat there? Isn't it a problem to do this?
What's the problem?
You just said before that if you stop to eat there, then this place where you were rolled out straight 100 times can be problem to do this. Yeah. What if you eat food in resting?
No, we say no. We say if it's Manukov, it's all right. Why? Why is it okay? Because it never was Volei in the first place. Why? Because Dam is Shrek Sharek. The blood just slides right off. Because that's somewhere to go. That's Holtz. Okay. Now the Gemara is over here on Afkuf Yud Beis and Manauk. Gemara tells a story. Story time. Ahuba Gozola the Nafala Kazala Kimko Shaira Kinana Bereda Rava Pashrunya. All Rava Man Chakam the Mishriki Hai Gavna. Yilava Kinan Abereda Rava Pashrunya. Why? Kasava Kiya Mashmumaliya Kare Kira Sech Ani Mili Hekal Eno Necho Machmas Milcho. Aval Hai Kutko. Hare Necho Machmas Milcho. Period. It wasn't salty enough to be qualify for the category of Maliach Yeroseach. Good, terrific. Says the Gemara, Tahani Mili Chai, Aval Tzli Boy Klip. Okay, we'll see in a minute what that means. V'yispe Pili Kulei Asu. We'll see what that means. V'yimitva B'tavlin is also Kulei Asu. Now, what's happening over there? We're learning about Eino Necha Machas Milcha. This, of course, I waited to learn the licha first before learning. So the really doesn't belong the licha. This really does it belong. The shadow of the tarubis. This is a question of belias. But and it's hard to understand it once you see the rishon talking about malicha. Yeah. You look in Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Hani. All right. Harav Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisroel. Say he's the first person they ever saw on record has two names, by the way. If you look in the Gemara, in Tanakh, and in the Gemara, and in Mishnayos, and Gaonim, the early Rishonim, you know, they still have one name. Now everyone has two names. They say Yaakov is supposed to be the same name, no? Yaakov is Yisroel. I think even the first one points out that he's a Rabbi Ben Yaakov Yisroel. Let's get to the two names started. No?
Yaakov didn't have two names?
I'm saying, but to be given two names at birth. I'm actually was given two names at birth. Maybe. I don't even know how they have two names. I don't know what two names, look in the Mefarsh, where the two names originate. It calls, I don't know, Avram Yitzchak. Where's the come from? Yitzchak, Isaac, and if I understand, it's one Hebrew, one Yiddish, the same thing. Where the two names come from?
Who?
I don't know what comes from. Okay, that's a parenthetical. Hiti pan achas gigas malaya boso. Shinimlucha yofem katichas nevelu. Gvalt. Nevelu, all nevelu over here. The yomar, lochoshim em necham achas milcho elam kein nimlach ein ibu. Kedalam per kwa godo. My mad the molach bistro b'shabas chayim ashim abe. Umukila the boy le urcha. No, didn't you ever learn about Christopher Columbus and Marco Polo? How they used to preserve their meat and salt? That's what it means, urcha. That's what it means. Aber der Beis der Masch bin ich mich eight. So you don't make your, this be the hardest wood. You don't make your meat into wood and then in the house. Wait. Well, the kutcher is not a pirish and an echo may of melach shavarat shashareo madicha v'mayim k'ein basa shamokom lahatsniya. Again, the lahatsniya. Yeah. What does that mean? That means like this. That means even if you take salt if you take a piece of meat, which you had preserved for a long trip, and you wash the salt off, still is considered salty enough to affect blia. The medayek from the lashon, eino nechawat machmas milcho. The Vilna Gaon quote makes it a raiva or something. That if eino nechal machmas, because it once had melach in it, a tremendous amount, this yay thick melach, even though after they rinse it all off, it's still in the category of eino nechal machmas milcho. Fine. That's what it says. The kasher ben atam otu hano at maso the imlechu begira the nasha eresh glusa pergira nasha brings back old memories. The ma'ase la malia chayek rasea v'chi imlechu l'urka unlikely v'chi korash and imlech v'bosa aslech v'rasea v'hu pincha the arabe rabiyami v'chi ramore the imlech v'bosa shchuta by the treva v'samuch otu kol hani avi l'urka l'at sniak et pishra kuntris. It's unbelievable. Then overall, the Kama Hasim Rabbah Melichas Kachim V'chein LeKedera Alma the Melichas Kedera Tzara Shloyu Nechol Machas Milchot. You put A, the transitive law, A is B, C, everything comes together, comes out. Arrive in the Gemara and Tzvachim the Menachas that just normal Melicha that we do the Kedera is considered Eino Nechal Machas Milchot. Have you ever seen Melicha the Kedera? No one ever seen it, because the thing that can't be available. There's not that much salt. We'll get to the later how much salt they put on. So that it would not, it sort of would not be enough to preserve it for a trip to China. Certainly would not be enough.
So that,
yeah, they just cover something now. So how do we pass the malacha? Although this could be the ma'aseh. You have some salty things get kosher trevka next to each other. How do we pass? We pass when you need so much salt if you're going on a long trip. Or is it enough to have, enough to aser, to have the smaller amount, the normal melicha l'kedera? So the Mechaber says, in Siman Tzadi Aleph Sifhei, Meliach sheva meyocho leyocho machas milcho, dahayinu ke'ei meliach shemolchim l'kedera, here it is, it's enough to aser. Bingo. Now the Mechaber adds a sentence. V'sha k'dei melicha l'kedera. What does that mean? What do you mean v'shah k'day melicha l'kedera? It stayed there for a while. What does it mean, by the way? We haven't learned it yet. We've got to put the pause. What do you mean k'day melicha l'kedera? What does that mean? Sorry? Good. How long is that? A minute, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours? So we'll see later. Well, some say kedeshir hiluch meal. That's how we pass can make right in. So hiluch. Now, what's a meal? What's a meal? 2,000 amas. What's an amah? Between a foot and a half and 2 feet. So therefore, what's a meal between 3,000 and 4,000 feet? No. How long does it take to walk 3,000 or 4,000 feet? 18 minutes? It kind of needs to walk very slowly. Because it takes between, for us, we could walk a meal in 10 minutes probably.
No.
People walk out 20 minutes for a mile? So you take, let's say take 3,500 feet, which is about, what's that of a mile? 2/3 of a mile approximately? So 2/3 of a mile would be how many minutes?
14 minutes.
Two thirds would be 13 minutes or so.
Over 10 minutes.
But the problem is no one holds a meal such a short as mine. The estimates range from 18 minutes, which we usually assume, or to 22 and a half minutes. Some even say 24. Depends on two gear souls there in Pesachim. So So what happened? They used to walk slower then. Slower, it's like after the chomp. They used to see them walk after the chomp. That's where they get it from. That's how they see, a ride from the Gemara, that they have to walk. Otherwise it doesn't come out. That's right, we walk to the Gaza. No. I don't know exactly how what happened. They used to walk slower, they were, I don't know. But in any event, that's the Shia meal is... Okay, now wait a minute. Now... Yeah. Where did the Mechaber get it from? Who get it from? Who invented this din? Who invented this din? That Meliach only asks Kiroseach when it's Shah Kadesh Shia Meliach. Who invented it? Who? The Ran invented.
Why can't this Bahag?
Well, the Bahag didn't say that. Excuse me, Bahag didn't say that. No. But the Bahag never spelled this out. The Bahag never spelled out that Meliach Kiroseach to Aser is only the Shia Meliach. There's no Meliach like there. To my knowledge, the Bahag never said it. The Ran said it based on the Bahag. Do we pass him like this, Ran? The Shas is out of the question. Nidcha legamri me'aloch. I said, offer the Mechaber. What can I do? Shach usually wins. The Shach says, forget it. We don't pass like this at all. It's open and shut. The Shach says, he goes over here. HaMechaber Sovek, you know. HaMechaber Sovek Aran. Wasn't that the Mechaber?
Yeah.
It was. Finally, I hit one. HaMechaber Sovek Aran. Shevi Beis Yoyis is a Sak Alocha. Tainach Shashar Shiyam Licha Lekteh Abi Rosech. Mekam Eochi Lo. Right? All discussion that came before. I'm sorry? The Shach said we don't follow. The Ran. Here.
Do we follow?
Somebody on the show. 1 second. Even Malcolm Hefstin Meruba and Sudas Mitzvah and Erev Shabbos and Orachim and have every Hefstin Meruba, the works thrown in. Doesn't help. We don't pass like it at all. Why? I feel Hefstin Meruba and Sudas Mitzvah, the Kol Aposkim, Sorum, the Toch, Shem, Malicha, the Rosea. The Ran Yochel, the Gabayu, the Gam Kvodocha, the Harash of Mishmeres, the Bayas, the Rosu, the Shtei, the Dayim, forget it. It's just a loser. Even though the Mechaber says it like the stop. Stop. Now wait. Slow. That's what the Mr. Shach says. Forget it. Now. Wait. Slowly. Now, in a typical irony, what happens to the stuff that's there longer than a Shia Malik? But here we have a Shita of whom? Many we've shown him, who say if a carrot wants the salt, they've already been working hard, sweating, for the Shia meal, or Shia Malik if it is, let's assume it's a meal for argument's sake, what happens to it? Gets tired, fatigued, battle weary, and loses its power. It loses its power and can no longer ask. Parshim Shai, the Tosos tells that way. Where's the Tosos? The long Tosos, the huge, long Tosos. Tosos on Kufiyot Beis and Beis, Dibra Maskul Dogim, which we're not ready to learn yet, the whole Tosos. But at the end of the Tosos, it says, second. He told him, I said the Rashi, but he said, "Ein less than nami, ma mochel machmas hamelach shal abasa shenimche besocho." Everything in the world, all bus in the world should be asur. Ela tzarach loma. Leave out the riots, I can't get to it now. The last three lines, 2.5 lines, are huge doses. Ela tzarach loma. Shadam shememelach misyavish kove makor libolah bebasar. No, it's not the right line. Where's the right line? Where's that line? The last three lines? I'm sorry, right, it's right there. Oh, sorry. Oh, me time. Shemasa koach hamelach machmas shehifter abasa. In other words, it did its thing. It was already there for Shir Kadesh, somehow the salt loses its power. Now, that's what it says. Do we pass it like this? Well, here, the Shach says that the Machlokes, the Mokum Hefsid, we can be making.
And
Surah's Mitzvah. We don't rely on this at all, the Chathila, but in the Arab, we can rely on this Shita. Okay, so the Shita is the Mechaba quotes the Halacha. I mean, the almost contradicts. They hold both Kulas, the whole thing, you rip it up. No? The some Mishonim say, Tokha the Shia Malicha, Gothera, doesn't ask it. Other Mishonim say, after the Shia Malicha, doesn't ask it. When does it ask it? That's split second and asses, so it'll be a little bit mudna. So the Shach says the Shita of the Mechaba is totally rejected. The Shita of Tosis at the end is accepted b'malkom hefsim ruba. The Ramah quotes, v'yashomim d'ez achash ashar b'milcha l'shir m'licha v'amikrach kach v'seach v'l'tzara gadol hefsim ruba v'l'tzara suvis mitzvah v'yashnis v'cham v'kilim av'a b'lav achi ein l'hokel klal. Yes? Beautiful pshat, and what's that? All the gedolei olam, shah gedolei hamorim, nasu v'nasu b'dolei v'skimu l'dvarai, gevaldik. But came down to it. Rely on it for Sudas mitzvah, but not generally, because it's against the pasuk. Okay. Now the Gemara had a series of statements, one after the other. Bing, bing, bing. And we're not sure what goes on what. Very unclear. I read it off, just read it, rattled it off before. Three statements in a row. And the question is, what goes on what? Here's the question of the Gemara. Gemara says, Vahani mili, oh, so question, what does one of the words mean? Vahani mili chai, avotzli boy klipa. V'yitzpi pile kule os. What's it going on? What's happening? What's it referring back to? So Rashi learns like this. See, Rashi, first is Rashi. Rashi says, "V'mispe pili b'koyim hutzli." So sagale b'klipa, v'shabolei aderach nakovim b'kulos. So Rashi says it's going only on what? Only on tzli. But if it's not tzli, it's garnished. The Rosh quotes from the Sefer Truma, who says, "No, it's going on chai." Right? It's going on chai. So the two separate statements. What's v'hani v'li chai hutzli boy tzlipa? V'yizbei. What does bei mean? Chai. Pili is cool. So what's pili mean? Cracks, b'koyim. So that things get in deeper, don't come out. That's kulios. Kulios. Cracks. B'koyim, Rashi says. B'koyim. Now, you look on the Rashi, seems to imply, what about a roasted piece of meat which has cooled down already? I tell you what I thought of Gemara, I thought, like the Ran said, sleep is hot, that's all. That's what I thought.
Rashi,
it's hard to see what he holds.
Well,
but
Rashi says that the reason it's bolay is because it's soft.
It's soft. Yeah, well, it could be from, but I thought we may have need some heat too. But the Rashi says no. Even sleep sonen requires klipa, because it's very soft. Against the Ran. The Ran says, quoted by the Divrei Chamudas there, right? That sli just means hot, and chai means cold. That's all. As a matter of fact, the shach was a third sheep. Right? Take a look at the shach over here in Simon Sadi Alex with Cotton Chop Alex.
It was a hot cook.
That's it. Slow. Then the mama comes. Simon's and the shach, Simon Sadi Alex, Sid Cotton Chop Alex.
Yeah.
It was not?
Yes, it is.
Fourth line.
Fourth line after one. Third
after one. Yeah, okay. I hope you got there. Yeah. Find out. Says the Shah. Da! The Yesh Binyan Zeh Gimel Shitas. Sefer Truma Vasharim Varosh Vaturu Maril Shaposkim Sovi. The Psar Tzli Afilu Tzon Enchenofa Lachola Afilu Necha Machas Milcho Boy Klipa. This is the most chomer de kashit. This is the worst. The das arrived v'arash bo v'aran timatzlit son el yolam ein tzorach ala hadocha ela dem roseach tzorach klip v'im yesh ha-bekoyim ha-betubu betavl v'roseach kulo as v'mash v'divi arash bo sham as I told you David shekain das rashi, so it's not so clear with rashi, you can't tell arash bo taicht rashi. Ever liked rashi to be on his side? I mean why not? You want to have top people on your side. Someone takes Rashi, a hint, a word, a sneeze. Oh, all right, Rashi meant like me. It's really hard to tell from Rashi. But the Shach, no. Chen Masha be'emes, that's Rashi. He hears, but it's Rashi balls, and it's really true. Now I'm a third party, I'm a disinterested party. I still think, not from Rashi here, can't tell from Rashi here. The pancake said, solo. Oh. Well, my shallow, you know, the Rashi called a bossa. Look, hey, Kassaf. Shade Shemash Shmolas Beperish Rashi. He didn't know to look himself. Okay. The Das, or the Ruach, or the Mordechai, the Shem Arap, the Ben Aperitz, a Smak, Nire, the Tzlip, Sonein, Tzarech, Klipa, against whom? Against the Ran. He Matul Batavlin, O Yesh, Bekoye, Vu Tzlip, Sonein, Kulo Asa, Abba Bechailo, it's a Bashara, it's halfway in between the Ran and the Rosh. The Shach says the three shittas, halfway, the three total of the three shittas. Yeah, how do we paskin la halacha? So the Mechaber says himself, the Kula. Hodem ha-flegina be-nechol ha-chas milchol, le-nechol ha-chas milchol ha-nemidu be-bosu chai. I will tzli roseach, she-nofol ha-meliach. I feel nechol ha-chas milchol, boy, klipa, v-meshva, b-kara, she-betu, v-tavu, tzli roseach, kula. So it's like the Ram, the Kula. Okay? Says the Ramah, the Yeshamim, that filu hem tzonim dina hachi, like the Rosh, the chen yesh linol im ein hefsed meruba. Once again, he's passing like the Rosh, but the hefsed meruba, he's somech on the rock. That's the pesak of the Ramah lahalach. Okay. And the Gemara over here says, on Kufi Beis and Manal. Mar talks about Kika Shechata Chalavasa. Kam Nadra Maskan, Mar says, Rava Ochale Bekari Le Chamar Basa. Meat juice, right. Yena Basa. Meat wine, meat juice. Now, wait, slow. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, please. In Siman Ayin Vav. Sif Hei. You read as follows. Sli shalom nimlach v'chotcho agave kikar afal pi sheyesh b'kikar mara odom mutter im nitzlat kedei shuror l'achilo l'rov b'nei odom v'haynu chatzitz liyosom. So what did Shammo below Kika? I'm sure. Not just it fell into a Kika. It's not a special head to. We shouldn't have to throw out the bread. It's not mutter. Why is it mutter? So why is it mutter? Why? Because what's it called? This is it. It's Chamar Basim. Now, where did it come from, the shear of Tzliya, of Nechal Erov Ne'adam, which is Chatzit Tzliya? So where did this come from? Where does it come from? Comes from the Ran. The Ran says. The Ran gave the Shia. The Ran says. The Ran actually gave a Lashon of Mavushal Kamachal Ben Jusoy. Very strange. The word Mavushal is obviously loved after. It's the last thing you want to be a Mavushal. It means the equivalent. Huh? Sleep. Right. It's for Yishonim, you shouldn't use these Lashonis. Obviously, this comes from the Rashba, as the Vilna Gaon points out. And Rashi is matched that way too. Number base. Fine. Take a look at Siv Vav here in the Shulchan Aruch. Right here, I involve Siv Vav. Basa shetzolin below Malicha, ein nosin kli tachta v'kabel shamnunis anota v'menu, ad sheyitzle. What's that word then? Ad sheyitzle, ad sheyroa l'achila, ayad etzli azu. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? Yeah. So the Magon goes to a whole sugyo, goes a whole business over here. He bases himself on the bottom Tosus. What's the bottom Tosus? Bottom Tosus says, based on the Gemara, we don't need the Gemara yet. The Gemara says, one second. Well, I guess I have to read the whole Gemara. I don't want to discuss this now, but I have no choice. One says, until all the red disappears. What does that mean? What do the words mean?
Yeah.
And therefore what happens?
And
then it drains
the swords, and that would be
the top of the world. Oh. So Tosus says, Shadam Nigger Etzal Melach Bishulayim. Right? It's pulled in the bottom. Right, but it's too late. It's far foul, no? Now you're going to do it. But it's too late. Too late, this kasha. Tosus. This is Tosus. I showed you this Tosus a month ago. Remember that? It was off the Ma'am HaKom. There was an extra edition. So I was preparing a little bit by Malik, and I said, Gamal, here it is. Efshir, our good friend, Efshir Lesochto is here. Those who don't remember this, it's just, maybe you should count your blessings, I don't want to say, maybe you should, one of the most difficult inyanim of the Sechthas, called Efshir Lesochto. So it says, I feel in my daughter, Efshir Lesochto, Osir, Yesh Vahate Khan, Lami Amiyach, you know, the Vashumim and Abbas and Nesim, Akhmas, Dama, Murabo, Vashuv lo yo, lo tre, galay, mid the milk, Again, a lack of bekiyus on our part. So, I'm going to tell you. So the says the mechaber. What's the mechaber's lashon? Basa shetzon b'lo malicha. Ain nosin klish tachlo v'kabel sham nunis hanod v'imanu. Ad sheyitzla sheyera l'achila adei b'tzidi azu. Why is this? Why is this? Because we're not bekiyim. We're not bekiyim. But once it's already what? Once it's already reached the point of what? We can eat it, so at that point, it's all right. At that point, it's okay. Yeah. That's what Vilna Gaon says. Well, one problem. The Ran, I find it to be a problem. The Ran, in explaining this sugya, learned there was Nitzah Kamacha Ben Jusoy. As we saw before, that's the Ran of the source of this thing. Nitzah Kamacha Ben Jusoy. And he says, otherwise, it would be real asr, medina. It would be asr, medina. Nevertheless, he's like this. Now, let's look on the right hand side. This one must have been the Ramah Kamas, no? Add a little bit. I'm trying to figure it out. Medina, Chanami Shari, came into this Pasuk Kamacha Ben Rusoi, called a smata called down Gamma Shabo, Vashar Eno Elo Mochel Bialma. And he quotes the Bahag, they only were a little bit, not a lot, the whole story. And he went out the key, the Shira, the Milcha, etc. So therefore, forget it. Everything is a disaster. When was it done?
Well, we don't have the Ram at all.
Oh, so the Dabbah is that we don't pass the Ram at all. How do you know?
Because the Ram is, she passes, the only reason Ram has to learn is to give it to somebody.